and she was the winner. In another Bound for Glory series match, Bobby Roode defeated Magnus, Samoa Joe, and Mr. Anderson in a tables match. So there we've had tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my! Right there. Finally, in a cage match, Bully Ray defeated Chris Sabin to win the World Heavyweight Championship. This was after interference from Mr. Anderson. Chris Sabin was ready to walk out and get the victory. Mr. Anderson slammed the steel cage on his face. Then out came Rampage Jackson and Tito Ortiz, who earlier in the night it looked like were going to be teaming up with the Main Event Mafia for their match next week against the Aces and Eights. But that was all a ruse, because Tito Ortiz attacked Rampage Jackson at the very end of the match when they came out to clear out Mr. Anderson, and Bully Ray ended up with the belt. A couple other quick notes on TNA. Last night I seen a lot of TNA haters tweeting, and you know, here's what I think. If you don't like TNA, don't watch it. If you don't like TNA, don't tweet. But don't just get on there and dog TNA, because leading into my next point is competition is good for the wrestling business. Now, I know the WWE are the big dogs. That's just the way it is. But if they have no competition, if they don't have the TNAs of the world or the Ring of Honor or any other up-and-coming promotions, then, well, you know what the deal is. When there's no competition, where's the pressure to put out the best product every time that they're on TV? And speaking of being on TV, it's sounding more and more like they're going to go to 3 hours for SmackDown. I'm not even in favor of 3 hours of Raw. 3 hours of SmackDown, wow. So anyway, competition is good. If you're all WWE, there's no problem with that. And if you're all TNA, there's no problem with that. But why go on during a live event and just tweet hate? I don't get it. Not necessary. Finally, in the indie scene, Saturday night in Shelbyville, Indiana, at the Boys and Girls Club, New Era Wrestling will be having their monthly show. And a little bit of controversy in HPW, and I hate to even bring this up, but we are a news source, and this is not a work. This is real life. Word came out today that Jerry Wilson has fired Donnie Idol. I'm friends with both of these guys. I enjoy both of their company very much. And all I'm going to say is that I'm going to hope, and I'm actually even going to pray, that these two friends of mine will work things out. I don't think this is an issue that can't be worked out. So, Jerry, Donnie, you guys have been together for a long time, 11 years, I think. Work this out for the betterment of the fans of HPW. Again, you can find us at DTRT Wrestling News on our website, at Facebook, at Twitter, our website, DTRTWrestling.com. Facebook is facebook.com/DTRT Wrestling. And on Twitter, we are at DTRT Wrestling. This is Ed Boston for my weekly update. Take care and go out and do the right thing.